Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Jeannie. Just about the time the program started, the sound went off on it. So I quickly called into the program myself so that I could click on my own phone. And I hate that because I had some wonderful songs to play for you guys tonight. I don't know if I can do this in a way that y'all can hear it or not. I had already uploaded the songs. Goodness, let me see here if there's some way I can make this work. I'll unmute one of y'all here in a second, see if I can, if y'all are hearing it. Sylvia, you're able to hear that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, can you hear the music?
Yes, I can hear the music.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can play this way then. Thank you.
Okay.
All I want, you will be
Alrighty. Well, thank you everyone for being here tonight. This is Jeannie. It is Monday night, and I'm so happy to be here with y'all. I'm so just thankful that y'all took your time to be with me tonight. You know, these computers, they can be challenging. I don't know. This actually comes through the Blog Talk from the studio, but it does this periodically. It's like everything will be just fine, and just about the time the program logs on, suddenly the sound will go off. But that old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat, which I don't know who ever came up with that saying. That's a horrible saying. But there is more than one way of doing things. So whether it's the enemy or whether it's just circumstances and whatever, we got it solved. Or we're able to work around it and work with it. So anyhow, thank y'all for being here. And we'll get this done one way or the other. All right. Well, that song that I just played on Saturday, they actually had one Sunday too, but on Saturday I went to a little ladies' conference that was here local. That's Rebecca Friedlander that was singing, and she's on TBN and stuff like that some, but the main thing is she has a beautiful gift of worship, and there's really a piece of God that's on her songs. And I thought, you know, I wanted to play I've got several of her songs that I downloaded this afternoon into the computer, but I thought I wanted to play something that really had a spirit of peace on it, because what I'm seeing in the world is a real lack of peace. And, of course, we all know that. There's such chaos going on in places, but, you know, the Lord said, you know, said to that he is our peace, that he is the Prince of Peace. I want to... Let's see if I can pull this up because I have the scriptures on my phone. I wanted to read just a little bit out of Ephesians. The word came to mind today, this afternoon. Come on here, thing. It said, for this reason I kneel before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. And that was the part of the scripture that really rang in my spirit this afternoon, that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You know, this week I had a call from a lady that's a dear friend. I don't see her often, but she's precious to me. And she called and she was upset. She'd been to church and someone had said something about, you know, when you're prayed for and, you know, sometimes when you're prayed for, you'll shake or you'll, you know, people have different manifestations in their body, their flesh, of when they sense the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God, I mean, that's a supernatural power our bodies can react in different ways. Some people are slain in the spirit. Some people will shake. Some people will cry or moan. Some people may even cry out. Some may dance because, you know, the spirit, the power of God upon our human flesh can be quite immense at times. I mean, you can feel like, oh, gosh, I just can't, you know, I can't know, I don't know what to do with this, or you may not can even control it. You know, the people that are slain in the spirit, they're just out. And someone had made some comment about it, though, when that happens, and it's true that God was working in them. Well, God visits us in wonderful ways, and to sense his presence and his power, whether it makes you sick or whether it makes you cry or whether you're slain in the spirit, I think that's a beautiful thing from the Lord. You know, we all react differently. No one's the same in that, and it may depend on who's praying for you. But in this particular lady, it had troubled her because she thought someone had prayed for her that was very anointed. I knew the girl that had prayed for her, very anointed, really flows in the gifts very beautifully. And it had made my friend shake. But then when she had heard someone else say that that God was working in her mind, she thought, oh, something's wrong with me. And she was really concerned and she was upset and she was kind of, you know, a little weepy about it. And, you know, I talked to her and just said, hun, you know, God lets us feel his presence, and we all react differently. And our flesh, you know, our flesh is just flesh, and it is not always able to cope with the supernatural power of God. And I think after talking, she felt better. But, you know, in being around people and people are talking, you know, I'm hearing, even in the conference that I went to on Saturday, I hear so many people refer to different ones that they listen to, and they say, well, so-and-so says this. Well, so-and-so teaches that. Well, and it seems like there's starting to be more discrepancies, more of, I guess, and maybe that's not the best word, more variables, more variations in what people believe or in how Scripture is being interpreted. And, you know, I'm not one to say what's right or what's wrong in most of that. You know, a lot of that is you know, let Holy Spirit lead and guide you into all truth. He's the one that does. But whereas there used to be, or it seemed to me, that there was a more unity in belief of Scripture, particular things concerning the rapture and end times and things like that, that now it's getting more divided. And, I'm seeing people be more concerned about it. You know, you're seeing people be more adamant in their beliefs. And, well, it's not this way because so-and-so teaches this. But the thing I noticed in a lot of it is so many are saying, well, now so-and-so teaches this. And so-and-so teaches that, you know, and one will say, well, this, you know, this prophet or this teacher taught me this. And I'm thinking, in all of this, I'm thinking, you know, we really need to base our beliefs on the Word and what God is showing us. And I totally believe in listening to good teachers and good preachers. You know, different ones will be more gifted in some areas than others. You know, some, you know, just like maybe Kenneth Copeland may teach faith more, Benny Hinn may teach healing more, Joseph Prince, he may teach grace more. I think everyone has those areas that they specialize in, and they may have a real anointing in those areas and incredible revelation in certain areas. But, you know, bottom line, we have got to go with what the Lord is showing us, what God is putting on our hearts, and really remain in a place of humility with God, and that hard stance of, well, so-and-so taught me this. You know, I was in the such-and-such church, so I grew up believing this, and by golly, that's the way I believe. But, you know, through the years, there are things that I was raised believing, And God has tweaked that some, you know, through the years, particularly as I've gotten older. There's things that were tweaked. I won't say anything was turned completely around. God didn't totally change my beliefs, but he did tweak some of it. And it's all been for good, you know. As God brings understanding, it's for our good, and it brings peace. It brings that sense of security and thinking, okay, or knowing that the Lord is leading and guiding, and he wants to bring us into a stability of his word. You know, I don't have any great message tonight for you guys. Not a lot of teaching from the word and things like that. I, you know, I don't have a 9-point message or anything like that. But what I can say is that I'm seeing people be unsettled. I'm seeing some people take hard stances and, you know, so much as to say, well, such and such, is that's just a lie. You know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, let's back up a little bit. You know, we're going to have some differences in how we interpret things. But the bottom line is the Lord has the truth. God has the truth. And he's, when we go to him with an open heart and say, Lord, show me. God, teach me. I'm willing to relearn. I'm willing to set aside the things that maybe I was taught before. I'm willing to set aside maybe what I learned in Bible study or what I learned at a conference or church. Lord, you show me the way. You know, we want his wisdom. We want his understanding. And right now there's a lot of division going on. You know, we also have to allow people, without being attacking or without being offended, let people find their way along the way too. You know, the word says that it's meaningless, and I'd have to look at the scripture, but not to argue, you know, not to argue scripture with people. You know, that brings offense. It can break up friendships. It can bring hurt to different ones. You know, and of course the enemy at times will try to cause us to condemn ourselves or to question, just like my little friend that called me, and she was kind of distraught. She had been worrying about what that person had said for probably a week and inspecting herself and like, oh, my God, is something wrong with me? And she loves God. I know that. Her heart's desire is to follow God, and the Lord knows that too. And so she's trying to walk with him and just love on him. And, you know, God knows. He knows. He knows, you know, he knows those places we fall short. He's always trying to help us and bring us up higher. He's trying to bring clarity to us and help us, you know, even where church stuff is concerned, we can get distracted. We can get distracted from the real goals of the Lord or what God's really trying to say. The enemy will use anything, including church, to cause us to worry, to cause us to fret over things, to cause us to maybe get offended at other people. But bottom line is we don't ever want to hang our hat just on a person. It's got, our faith has got to be in the Lord. Because one person will say one thing, another person may have something a little different. You know, they're still just people. They're still just people. Anointed, educated, whatever, they're still just people. And people make mistakes. No one is infallible, just the word says. We see in part, we know in part, we prophesy in part. You know, we see through a glass dimly. When Christ comes, then we'll see face to face and we'll have all understanding. But until then, there's going to be some variables in people's beliefs and how people understand. And, you know, as long as we're open, as long as we're humble, as long as we have that teachable spirit, then God will be able to make corrections in us, you know. But we don't want to condemn ourselves. Because maybe we learned something a little wrong, or maybe we even saw something and saw it wrong. But just say, Lord, teach me. God, correct me. Lord, I'm willing to be corrected. You know, I say it, and I've said it many times, you know, tell the Lord, Lord, I cherish your correction. I cherish your correction. Because if I'm off some, I want to be corrected. I want God to get me back on course. I don't want to be off course, not at all, not even a little bit. And that's like, you know, not arguing our point, not to another person, even to the Lord. I think it's fine to discuss things, but we don't want to get into arguing with people about stuff. And we certainly don't want to get into pointing fingers at others because maybe they were taught a little different. You know, there is truth. I'm not talking about things that are total untrue. You know, as far as different religions and things like that, the little differences in doctrine of you know, like the things about the rapture and various things, you know. We just turn that over to the Lord and love people and console and comfort different ones. You know, it is the end time. I think most everyone that knows the Lord knows that we have entered the end time. And people are concerned about what's coming. You know, but the one thing we know is that if we belong to the Lord, regardless of what happens here on earth, we're going to be okay. You know, there will be and are now people being killed for their faith. There are difficulties in this earth. But, you know, even this life is like a vapor compared to eternity. And we have all eternity with him. You know, I don't know later when we're with him, will we look back and will it seem like it just went by in just an instant, this life? I know when I look back on my own life, you know, I just turned 63 the other day. It seems like yesterday that I was 20 or 30. In some ways, it seems like a lifetime ago, but in other ways, like, gosh, it seemed like it was just no time ago that, you know, I was 30 or 40 or, you know, all of my family was still alive and things like that. Time passes so fast, and I think more so as we get older. But I want to read, let me see here, a scripture. In John 14, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, whether there's no rapture, I don't know for sure. I know what I personally believe. But the main thing is that we stay out of strife. The word says, where there is strife, there is ever evil work. And, you know, there's going to, the enemy will try to send confusion and strife and control and every other thing if we fall for that sort of thing. We trust God. We know that all things work together to them that love God and are called according to his purpose, that we're his. Nothing can snatch us from his hand. That when all is said and done, we're going to be with the Lord. So I pray the peace of God for all of you. For all of you. No more. Come on, play this other song. It is actually called, the name of this song is called Peace, and it's another one of Rebecca's songs. And then I'll start taking callers, different way of doing this. But hey, it's working.
I'm gonna
You guys could hear the water sounds that were in that. I don't know if you could through the computer or not. Anyhow, let's take our first caller here, 205-531. I believe this is Miss Julia May.
Yes, hello.
Hi, girl. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, okay. Like I said, I'm having to do this off the phone because of the studio thing. Well, I've got quite a few callers tonight, so I am going to talk to everyone some, but maybe not quite as long as we do some nights. Let me just pray for you, sweetie. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Julia May. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your great love for her, Lord, and how you have established her, Lord. Lord, you've established her in faith. Lord, you have grounded her. Lord, you have brought, Lord, a new measure, Lord, of stability and steadfastness to her, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've called her as a mother to others. You've called her as a spiritual mother to others, Lord, one to lead, one to guide, one to counsel. Father, I just thank you for that, Lord, that it's a blessing, Lord. It's a great honor to be a spiritual mother to others, Lord. Lord, to lead because of the love in her heart, Lord, the love that you have, that she, Lord, how that she even, Lord, lets your love flow through her to others, that they feel your love through her. Father, I thank you for healing. Lord, I thank you for healing even for Julia May, a strengthening in her body, Lord, of bringing a wholeness into her life, Lord, a new level of wholeness into her life. And Lord, I just thank you for the spirit of peace upon her home. God, I thank you, Lord, even when confusion or anything else, Lord, any kind of controversy, Lord, would try to enter her home, Lord, that the peace of God would push that out, Lord, that it would not be able to enter. Lord, that any time that confusion or strife or any other type of work of the enemy would try to enter her home, Lord, that the peace of God would literally, Lord, expel that, Lord, that light, as the word says, light expels the darkness. Lord, that it would be pushed back and that the peace of God would be so established around her home, Lord, that those that step into her home, Lord, that they will feel the peace of God. They will feel the love of God, Lord, but they will also feel the power of God. The power of God and an authority. And an authority that is up upon Julia May's life. An authority in God. An authority as a spiritual mother. Lord, to speak life into the lives of others and even in health. Lord, to speak life into finances, Lord, and see people turn to God, to speak life, Lord, that even in their understanding, that the enlightenment on their understanding, Lord, of seeing the Lord, of seeing God, of seeing the love, Lord, that the scales be broken off, Lord, that she would be able to speak life over them, that the light of God would shine into their hearts. So, Lord, I just thank you for Julia May, and Lord, I thank you for all you are doing and have done in her life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, sweetie, do you have anything special on your heart tonight or anything in particular you want prayer about?
You know, just give prayer, keep up praying for my cousin that has lung cancer, and still continue to pray for my niece-in-law, my nephew. They put her in a nursing home, so she out the hospital, so she into long-term care, still praying for her, another, you know, virus patient.
Uh-huh. Wow, okay. So, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you just surround these family members and these loved ones with your healing power, Lord, with your care, with your, Lord, with your protection. Father, that you would go with them, your spirit and your angels, just surround them, Lord. Father, we just ask that you would minister to their hearts, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would just, Lord, completely cover them in every way, Lord, that you would give them the best doctors, the best workers. Lord, give them peace and the transfer, Lord, as they're going. But Lord, we just ask for a touch, Lord, just a heavenly touch, Lord, and speak wholeness over them. God, wholeness, spirit, soul, and body, wholeness, Lord, that they be raised up, that they be restored, Lord, in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for holding, sweetie. I've got quite a few callers tonight, so I'm not with a long time with everyone, but thank you for calling in so early, and thank you for waiting.
Okay, thank you, lovely.
Good night. Okay, 903-720. I believe this is Miss Sylvia.
Yes, it is. How are you tonight?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. I wish this computer wouldn't have messed up on me, but it's all working, so we're okay. We're good.
I can hear you just fine.
Good, good, good. All right. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia. Lord, I thank you. I'm always hearing this about your treasure, our Lord, treasure. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a treasure to you. Lord, I thank you that she is a treasure to the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she also has been called as a spiritual mother to many, Lord. And I just immediately see you, Sylvia, as like a nurse, like a spiritual nurse. Yeah, it's like I see you in a nurse's uniform, and God using you to pray for people, to bind up the wounds, to pray for emotional problems. I see the Lord using you to pray for emotional problems. Like people that are wounded, people that are hurt, people that are fearful, people that have been through really bad relation things, you know, relational things. Father, I thank you. I see you like in the spirit, that you're praying for people, consoling people, giving them scriptures. Praying the peace of God, explaining to them the love of God, in a very real way where they can grasp it, where they can understand it, where they can receive it and not just, okay, there's a God up there in heaven somewhere and he's watching over the earth. But no, but that there's a God, a Lord that loves them, that personal relationship, that God is watching over them in that personal way. You know, people, they look at God, so many, they look at him just, okay, there's a big God up in there, and he's watching over this earth, and every now and then he shakes it with a storm or with a, you know, a hurricane or this and that, or ready to throw lightning bolts down on someone. And so few seem to realize that personal love of God, of what Jesus did for them, how he died for them, that personal care. You know, when he was on this earth, he personally loved those that walked with him. And he's no different today. He's a very personal Lord. He's a very personal Savior. And so many, they need to understand. And you're going to help, you're going to help people to understand that and to grasp that, the personal love of God, that personal relationship, that intimacy of the Lord that so many they need. They so desperately need to understand the intimacy of the Lord, of how he's with them personally, how that he hears their prayers personally, how that he walks with them, how that he wants to know them and them to know him in the personal way that they can hear his voice. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for using Sylvia not only as a spiritual mother, Lord, but as that spiritual nurse, Lord, that binding up the wounds and applying the balm of Gilead, Lord, that they can be healed, Lord, that not just scabs over a wound that still seeps and is infected, but, Lord, that balm that goes in deep and brings a healing that's a deep healing, Lord, a deep healing. But especially, Lord, to those that have emotional wounds that go deep, even into from childhood, many that have childhood wounds from fathers or mothers or aunts, whatever the case. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the love of God, the love of God from Sylvia's heart, the love of God, Lord, through the Spirit that is within her, Lord, being able to be, Lord, like even like a water hose, just being able to pour through her, Father, to those that bring real healing. And, Lord, the intimacy that she has with you, being able to share that with others, that they begin to have a true vision, a true understanding of the intimacy of the Lord, of how personal a God that he really is, of how personally he loves them, of how personally he cares for them and is with them and watching over them, that he knows their name, yes, that he created yes them personally.
Yes.
I just thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Sylvia, blessing her home, Lord, blessing her body.
Yes.
But I thank you for those divine encounters, Lord, that those assignments, Lord, that those things are not by accident. Those people, those individuals, Lord, that you cross her path, Lord, those people that you bring to her door, those people that she meets in the stores and things, Lord, that those assignments are all around us, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you bring them by, you bring them by, you bring them. I just see the Lord just bringing person after person after person after person across your path.
Yes.
For you to minister to and share the love of God with. Lord, I just thank you for blessing Sylvia and blessing her home. And, Lord, for bringing all provision to her, Lord, for everything that she needs. In Jesus' name,
yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted prayer, and I know you said you had a lot on, but I do need prayer for sister-in-law and a cousin that's going through, the first cousin that's going through some mental illnesses, and things that you wouldn't think out of the, or what things that he's been doing, and just need prayer for him, and my sister-in-law is going for a confrontation, and about something on her neck, but we claim the healing over, but Thank you.
Yes. Well, Father, we just bring this cousin and this sister-in-law, Lord, to you. And, Father, we just, Lord, we ask for this cousin, Lord, that you bring an understanding to him, Lord. Lord, that you would, the word says that no one comes to the Father except the Spirit draw him. So, Father, we would ask that the Holy Spirit would draw him, would speak to him, Lord. Lord, that he would have an encounter with you, Lord, in a way that he's never had. Lord, an awakening to the Lord. Father, an awakening to you. Lord, Lord, just even as Saul had an awakening when the Lord basically knocked him off his donkey and the donkey spoke to him, and Lord, that, Lord, where, and with the time when he was blinded, Lord, those times, there's sometimes those experiences that are a shake-up, so to speak. Father, that you would have an encounter with him, Lord, that would get his attention, that would get his attention, Lord. Father, that he will know that there is a God in heaven, there's a God on the throne, Lord, that he will know that you love him, but also know that you are a God of, you're a God that's holy. You're a God of justice. You're a God of truth. And Lord, so I ask that the Spirit of truth would visit him, Lord, and just bring a wake-up call to him, Lord. That he'll be awakened to your love, but awakened to your truth, Lord. Awakened to your truth. And Lord, I thank you for this sister-in-law, Lord, that you give her the peace of God, Lord. She goes to the doctors, is this place on her neck is checked out, Lord. That we, Lord, we just decree healing over her. Lord, we said that by your stripes she was healed. Lord, we said that no weapon formed against her can prosper. But, Lord, I ask for the peace of God. Lord, we ask for correct diagnosis.
Yes.
Lord, that you connect her with the right physician, Lord, that has the wisdom of God, Lord, Lord, that there would not be any reason for concern. But Lord, we thank you that you are the healer regardless. Lord, that you are the healer. And Lord, we just say that she is the healed of God. We just decree and declare that this will come to nothing, Lord, and that that all is well and that she is in your hands. And Lord, we just thank you for a good report, the report of the Lord. Good report.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you have a good night.
You too, sweetheart. You too. Thank you for holding, and I will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. You too.
828-989. I believe this is Miss Jennifer.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hi, girl. You okay tonight?
I've been better.
Are you sick?
My parents and I have COVID.
Okay. Goodness, okay. Well, Father, I just come before you, Father, and I ask for healing for Jennifer and her parents, Lord, and all of her family. Lord, we speak the protection of God, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, Lord. And we say COVID, sickness, infection must go in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for covering her. Lord, that you cover her, Lord, that the angels of God are with her and around her. Father, that infection must leave her body because she is the redeemed of the Lord. Lord, Jennifer is the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for just pouring out your spirit, Lord, that it would just move into every cell of her body, Lord, that it would flush out every bit of sickness, every bit of infection, Lord, burn it out from the root, Lord, from the very root of it, that it be flushed out. Lord, I speak wholeness to her lungs, Lord, that the breath of God, the breath of life, Lord, flow through her lungs and, Lord, that of her parents too. Father, we thank you, Lord, for a testimony, Lord, a testimony of miraculous recovery. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for getting to Jennifer any and every medication that she needs, Lord, to assist in her healing. And, Lord, I thank you for the peace of God. I speak the peace of God over her. Lord, the peace of God that would flood her soul, would flood her body. Lord, because even where there's peace, peace brings healing. Peace brings healing because it releases the correct chemicals in our body. Lord, as we are in peace, it allows our body to heal quicker and easier. But Lord, I thank you for covering her. Lord, I thank you for keeping the angels around her and her parents. Lord, I thank you for giving them the correct doctors, the correct medications, the correct supplements, Lord, that you will lead them and guide them in the correct things to take, what is beneficial to them, what they need in every way. Lord, I thank you for speaking to their hearts. Lord, speaking to their hearts and Lord, letting them feel the presence of God, letting them feel the love of God. And Lord, I speak to their immune systems. Lord, that you strengthen their immune systems. Lord, that you give them strength. Lord, just energy. Lord, because I've heard so much how it saps the energy. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing strength and energy into their bodies. And, Lord, to bring to their remembrance anything that they've learned, Lord, everything that they would need to know, things they've even maybe heard through the months that's beneficial to them, Lord, that you bring to the remembrance those things as they need them. But, Lord, I speak life, I speak breath, I speak health in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, your word says that by your stripes they were healed, that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus that paid every price, the blood of Jesus that destroyed the works of the enemy, the blood of Jesus that overcame everything. Everything, all the works of darkness and the enemy. I plead the blood of Jesus over Jennifer and her family. And Lord, I thank you now for a good report. I thank you, Lord, for quick healing, quick restoration. Lord, quick recovery in every way. And Lord, that there be no lasting effects, that there be no damage in any way to their organs, to their lungs, to their sinuses or anything else. Lord, I thank you for total restoration, complete wholeness, for as many as he touched were made perfectly whole. And Lord, I thank you for touching Jennifer and touching her family and bringing wholeness and peace and completion, Lord, to the work that you've begun. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, sweetie. I will continue to be praying for you this week.
Thank you.
And know that God loves you and I love you. And as PG and family, we will be praying for you.
Thank you. I love you too.
All right. All right. God bless you, hon. Good night. (clears throat) 251-342, I believe. This is Miss Latrice.
It is, Jenny. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I thought I had lost you there for a second. All right. Well, I hope you're doing good tonight, hon.
I'm hanging tough.
You always are, girl. You are tough. You are tough.
Well, has anything changed in your schooling and all of that?
Nope, I'm still going. I'll be finished with the semester next month. I think by that. And go back in January to finish nursing.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, good.
Yep.
Good one. So you're getting there. That's the main thing. Okay. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Latrice. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you've given her that tenacity, Lord. You've given her that stickability. I don't think that's a real word. But that tenacity to stay the course, Lord. You've given her that tenacity and that ability, Lord, just to I see you like leaning into the wind, like, you know, when someone, like when they're walking against those hurricane winds and stuff, how did they just bow up and they lean into the wind. They might close their eyes, but they lean into it and they press on. And I see you like that, as one that you bow up, you dig your heels in, and you continue to press on. And God loves that about you. He made you that way. He made you with great strength, but he made you. And, yeah, you come up against some things. You do. You come up against some things that press back at times quite a bit. But he's continued to strengthen you, and he's continued to help you and to hear your prayers. I just see, like, the Lord smiling at you, that the Lord is so pleased with you. And, Father, I ask, and I thank you in advance, Lord, for answering the desires of Latrice's heart. Father, those things that maybe she doesn't voice very often, Lord, as she stands for others and she prays for others and she encourages others. But, Lord, you know those things that are sometimes even hidden desires in her heart. God, those things that you even put there, Lord, desires that you've even put there, Lord, those sweet things, those even at times like secret things, the secret places in your heart. Father, I ask for fulfillment of those dreams, those prayers. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the selflessness that Latrice has. And, Lord, I thank you how that she encourages others, Lord, that you would encourage her back with that same encouragement. But, Lord, I thank you. It's like I see the Lord, Latrice, like him looking, that he's very aware, like him looking upon your heart with such a compassion, such a kindness, such a love of those things that you don't voice very often, but are still desires of your heart and things that are, I see, like tenderness, those tender things that are desires of your heart that are requests before God. And that, God, I just see the Lord looking at those like, I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten. I see those. I see those, and I just sense that God is working in some things, and I don't know what all of those things are, but I sense, you know, as you have pressed on in battle, as you have been faithful to God, as God has given you strength to move forward in things, you know, as you have ministered to others, but that there's still, and I think all of us have that, but there's some unfulfilled desires in your heart. There's some unfulfilled things that maybe you even at times wonder, are these going, you know, are these things going to happen, Lord? You know, and even as someone this week even said to me, they said, hold on to the dream. Hold on to the dream. And that's what I feel to say to you is, hold on to the dream. Hold on to those things that are near and dear to your heart, that are yet to be fulfilled, but that God still has his hand on, that God is still very much working on.
that he sees, he cares, he loves you. He's doing so much in your life and has already done so much in your life, but he's not by any means finished with the painting the picture, so to speak. The picture is not complete. So, Lord, I just thank you for Latrice, Lord, and what a wonderful woman of God she is. What a strong, powerful woman. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, for seeing those dear places in her heart, Lord, those intimate places in her heart, Lord, where she's continuing to hope in you. And, Lord, I thank you for answering those prayers, those things, those desires, those prayers that are seldom spoken, or that's maybe hidden in the background, but are still dear to her. Lord, I thank you for fulfilling those things. And, Lord, that it's your good pleasure, Lord, to give us the kingdom. Lord, it's your good pleasure to bless us. So, Lord, I just speak over her the blessing, Lord, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life. And she'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And, Lord, I thank you for completing those, that you are faithful to complete those good things, that you have, that good work that you begun in us, that the picture is not complete. It's still in the process of being painted. So, Lord, I thank you for your love for Latrice, and, Lord, I thank you for blessing her and Lord, speaking to her and the wonderful things that you have ahead for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I just thank you, Jenny.
You are welcome, hon.
And it was quite timely.
Great. So is there anything in particular you're wanting to share or anything in particular that you needed prayer about?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
I'm not just really well doing. And my faith there or not. So I thank you
about
covering it.
Well, I bless you, girl, and I love you, and I thank you, and hope you have a wonderful week.
You too, likewise. Good night.
Good night. I'm getting just a little bit of feedback on my phone, I guess because I've got it on speakerphone, so it's not always real clear for me to hear you guys. 954-580. I believe this is Miss Caroline.
Yes, it is, Jamie. Good night.
How are you doing, hon? Now, do you call it Caroline or do you call it Carolyn?
Lynn. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay. I always think of it Caroline, but okay. So you call it Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I will try to remember that then. Well, Lord, I thank you, Father, for Carolyn. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for, Lord, how that you have carried her along and brought her along. Lord, I thank you, Father, how you have, it's like I see just on the journey, how that God has increased you, how that God has furthered you down the road, so to speak. It's like I see, you know, like the starting point of how God has brought you on down this road, how he has furthered you, how he has added to you, and how he has you know, is getting you places. He's getting you there, so to speak. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for encouraging Carolyn. Father, I thank you for bringing strength to her. Lord, even physical energy. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing a refreshing to her physically, Lord, bringing a refreshing even to her mind, her thoughts, Lord. Father, as at times she might feel like that she's having to think about so many things. You know, I'm like that too sometimes because with us, you know, getting ready to move and this and that, it seems like that there's sometimes just so much. You know, I'm always keeping a list of things that I've got to tend to, horses and cows and veterinarians and moving and carpenters, you know. And I just sense, it's like I sense like there's, maybe I felt like there was a lot on your plate or a lot to think about. you know, maybe not as much, always a lot to have to physically do, but a lot to have to oversee, a lot to have to think about. That's the way I'm seeing it. You know, and even the trying to keep up with everything, it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it can, that within itself can make you feel tired. I mean, it truly can. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing a refreshing to Carolyn, not only physically, Lord, but like a mental rest, Lord, like a mental rest, that she will have peace of mind, not only peace in her body and a refreshing in her body, Lord, but peace of mind, Lord, that so that she's able to prioritize things. Lord, those things that we don't try to look at the whole picture all at once. You know, I've been going through that myself, and praise God, God's been just helping me right along the way. There can be so many things when we're looking down the road, when we're looking at everything and think, okay, well, what about this and this and this? And the Lord really helps us how to say, okay, today, this is what has priority. This is what I got to attend to. And yes, next week I've got that. You know, I've got this ahead of me, but I'm not going to worry about next week. I'm going to tend to now. And it doesn't mean we don't look at what's down the road, but we don't let ourselves get in anxiety or anxious or worry about, okay, you know, today maybe I've got the money to pay these bills. Next month I may have something else, but today I'm going to take care. You know, today God's got me covered. And when tomorrow gets here, I will trust God for my tomorrow too, and he will be there in my tomorrow when that time comes. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are our ever-present help in trouble, Lord, and you're our ever-present help just in daily things, just in the things that are going on around us, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping Carolyn to prioritize, Lord, for helping her to relax about things that are in the future. And, Lord, enjoy every moment that is before her, Lord, and trust you in every moment. Lord, I thank you for bringing refreshing. I thank you, Lord, for letting her sleep be sweet. I know I have prayed that over you a number of times. I don't recall you actually ever telling me that you have problems sleeping soundly or sleeping well. Uh-huh. But I do recall that I have gotten that several times over when I have prayed for you. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're pleased with Carolyn, Lord, that she really be able just to rest in you. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing new joy into her life. And, Lord, putting the pieces of the puzzle together, Lord, that as she goes, Lord, that things come together as she goes. Lord, even as you told the lepers that as they went, they were healed, Lord, that as she goes, that she's going to see things work well on her behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
What all of that is about. Wow. But.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going through. I have so many things going in my mind. So many things. The need to prioritize, the need to maybe not overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many things, and indeed, it's exhausting at times.
Yeah.
There are times, yes, you're mentally drained, and the mental toll takes a physical toll on you. And, yes, so I actually even called in regards to just asking you to pray in regards to God, just revealing my purpose. To me, I would like to discover my purpose. It will make it much easier as to how I transition in this phase of life. I just want to be in alignment with the will of God for my life, and
right,
that will help me to know how to prioritize things too.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. It does help to have some ideas of the areas you're called in. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you do. You said you write the vision and you make it plain. And Father, I ask you to to draw Carolyn, Lord, to those areas. Draw her, even thought-wise, to those things that you have called her to, Lord, that she will have a witness in her heart. Lord, that she'll have a witness. She'll feel that drawing. She'll feel that drawing, Lord, to what you have called her to. And, Lord, that she'll have confirmation. Lord, that you would confirm to her, Lord, what you've called her to. I was just listening for a minute. Lord, I was just listening. Father, you know, Carolyn, what I have found some in life is those many times those very things that draw us, those very things that bring us joy, God uncovers those. You know, those very things many times are some of the very things, the areas where you'll have talents and gifts, you know, will end up being part of your calling. You know, as a little child, I was about 5 years old. Mom always had a piano in the house. At about 5 years old, I began to play by ear, to play the piano. And it was something that brought me joy. It was something, you know, that it was like the piano drew me. It was like I was drawn to it. And I was probably, I don't know, 12, 13 years old when I began to write songs. But I didn't really start getting prophetic words about God really calling me to music till I probably was in my 20s, you know, before maybe even 30s, before I really started getting words about that God had called me to be a worshiper and all. But I, you know, I could sense the anointing. I could sense the anointing on music. I could sense the anointing on notes. And it drew me. See, it drew me to it. So often those things of God in an area that he has called us to, we'll feel a drawing to it because it will draw on that anointing. I mean, when he forms us in our mother's womb, he gives us those anointings really from birth. Now, they may not be uncovered and ignited till later in life, but I firmly believe that we're born with the anointings that God has for us. The word says he gives to men gifts severally as he wills. And as we go through life, we'll feel a drawing. You know, some people will have like such a compassion for children or for women, or some will feel drawn to missions and things like that. But many times those very things that touch our heart the strongest will be, in a way, those things that we're called to. So I would just say be aware, you know, be aware of what touches your heart. Be aware what draws you, what makes you feel alive, so to speak. But I do ask the Lord to give you confirmation. I'm not getting anything definite about you. It does seem like I can see you with women, with young women. Mm-hmm. It's like I can see you with that. But I'm not getting anything real definite about your calling in that sense, but it does seem like I can see you with other women. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for revealing to Carolyn, Lord, the area that she's called, the places that you have anointed her with, Lord, that she will feel such a draw and she will feel such a confirmation. And Lord, even prophetic confirmation from others, Lord, to those things that she's called to. Lord, and I ask that you write the vision and make it plain, Lord, that she knows, that she knows, that she knows her purpose, her destiny in this earth. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome, hon. Well, you have a blessed week, and I will talk to you again.
Sure. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hi, 717-217. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
I'm Anita, calling from PA, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. I think I've talked to you before. I think it's just been a while.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Well, Lord, I thank you, Father, for Anita. Father, I thank you, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for, Lord, a special anointing on Anita's life. Lord, I thank you, Father,
Lord, for an anointing of power. Father, I thank you for anointing of power. Lord, I thank you, Father, for leading her and guiding her. Lord, for connecting Anita, God, to the individuals, to the groups, or connecting her, Lord, to those spiritual God connections, those divine connections. I don't know if you're connected mm-hmm. with a particular group of people. I don't know if this is so much a church as it is people.
Well, I lead my family, mainly I lead the Lord asked me to start an intercessory prayer time with my family, with my entire family on my mother's side, all the generations uh-huh. mm-hmm, on my mother's side.
That's awesome. It's just like a sense, like a group, and it didn't so much feel like a church, but a group of people that
yes.
God was connecting you to and working
yes.
in and all of it actually actually helping bring you into your place in God that he's called you to.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for working in Anita, Lord, for using her, Lord, to speak the word of the Lord, for using her in intercession, Lord, for using her, Lord, Lord, as a leader, as a standard bearer, Lord. But I thank you, Father, for those that are around her that will undergird her, Lord, that,
yes.
Lord, that, Lord, in all of this, that it helped thrust her, Lord, into the position, into the place, Lord, even into the anointing, God, that you have called for her. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, for the ability, Father, to stand in agreement and, Lord, see strongholds broken.
Yes.
Father, generational curses broken. Lord, divine light, Lord, and blessings, Lord, being released. Divine light, Lord, understanding being released. Lord, bringing a light, Lord, where there have been dark places, bringing light. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for surrounding her with your love, surrounding her with your angels. It's like I see an authority there, like a spirit of authority to speak and see things broken, to see things changed, things just turned around, things changed.
Mm-hmm.
Where there has been darkness at times, where there has been lack, maybe even because
mm-hmm.
of generational curses or things like that. I see the Lord working, but working with others with you, you know.
Amen.
Others taking
Amen.
Up, others taking up the sword with you
yes.
in this. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your love. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your understanding, Lord, for clarity in everything. Father, for keeping everything pure, for keeping everything to walking, Lord, by your spirit, walking
yes.
by your word. Lord, walking
thank
by
you.
Your word. Lord, that truth, the spirit of truth, always, always, always be her guide in all of this, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord, I thank you for working and living big in Anita. Lord, for showing yourself strong in her and with her and through her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the blessing of God, Lord, bringing, it's just like I'm getting that like turnaround, some things being turned around where some things have been, in some areas have been off course, and not necessarily in you. I think this is, you know, maybe within the family or within group, I don't know, just some things being corrected, you know, and there's not a family out there that doesn't have areas that needs correction. All of us have areas in our family that needs correction. And I just sense the Lord bringing some correction in places that will open the door to blessing in a new way. Because when we have some things that are not quite, that are out of kilter, so to speak, it can hinder blessings coming in, the fullness of blessings coming in the way the Lord wants. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for doing a new thing, for doing a new thing here, Lord. And Father, the reverb, or what is that, like the ringing of freedom, or the ringing of freedom in this bloodline, the ringing of freedom in this family, Lord, like reverberations, I don't know that I'm saying that right, but like
like that, like, you know, like when you throw a rock in a pond and how the waves,
yeah.
you know, how it makes a ripple effect.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank
yeah.
you, Father, for like that ripple effect throughout, that will continue to move, that will continue to go through this bloodline, will continue to go mm-hmm. through even into like in-laws, outlaws, mm-hmm. the rest of the family to the others, Lord, a ripple effect, a reverberation. The reverberation mm-hmm. is still more the word I'm getting, and I think I know what that means. But Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for working in this.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you for this being a God thing, Lord, this being something, Lord, that you have put together, something that you
mm-hmm.
are in the middle of. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for helping them to keep always,
mm-hmm.
to keep you at the center of it, God, to keep you at the center of it. And that
mm-hmm.
they get their words, that they get their direction, they get their leadership from you, Lord, not through the conversations of man or woman, but through from the Lord,
yes.
from the Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Anita. Lord, I speak a blessing over her family. Father, I speak a blessing over the assignments of God.
Amen.
Lord, and how you work. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, God is doing something. God is doing something within my family since I started, you know, in the generations of my family.
Though
it has been a little bit challenging because everyone comes with their, you do this, do it this way, do it that way. No, I think we should do this. And I have to keep telling them, we have to wait on the Lord for
exactly.
what he will have us do.
Yes, that was one thing I was getting, was I saw people
mm-hmm.
discussing with one another and trying to come up with what's next. And it was like, no, it has to be from the Lord.
In fact, that's what has been happening for a year since I've been doing this. Every month,
mm-hmm.
someone would call me and talk to me, Anita, you have to do it this way. Anita, you have to do it. And I went back to the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't keep going through this. But what the Lord did for me, he strengthened me in that place where he tells me, you have to hear what I see, no matter what.
But
and you have to stand on it. Yes.
You will have to stand in that. I mean, you may be
mm-hmm.
challenged in that at times, but you will have to stand. I mean, you are hearing God correctly in that. I feel keep it. You know, it has to stay before the Lord, what God is saying, and not in the opinions of people. Not in
yeah.
people discussing things and coming up with their own solutions or their own ideas. But no.
And the thing about it, they discuss it in the background and then they choose someone to come and talk to me about it. And I
mm-hmm.
say, this is my family. What are you guys doing? Aren't we praying? Aren't you all listening to what the Lord is saying? Why are you guys keep going backward and forward like this? But, you know, I've gotten around it, and I'm sticking with what the Lord says here.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And things are beginning to change little by little, you know.
Uh-huh.
Little by little. And I thank God for that.
I think you're right on, you know, just my sense is that you're right on track, that God is leading and God is in the middle of this. And God wants to really work, and that the Lord is using you, and that this will grow. You know that God is really developing His call within you in
yes.
all of this. So, amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. Well, you have a blessed week, and I will talk to you again.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you, sweetie. Hi, 75, wait a minute, come back here thing. 754-240, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Seven five four two four oh.
754-240. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from? Okay, well, I'll come back to that one later if I have time. Okay, 818-860. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ariel. I'm calling from North Hollywood, California.
Okay. Great. Okay, well, I don't think I've ever spoken to you before, Ariel. That doesn't sound familiar to me. Well, thank you for waiting and thank you for calling in. Is this your first time to call in to PGN?
I've been calling in years and years ago, and I don't know if I've spoken to you. I know we've got a couple of people that are having different time slots, but I just felt compelled to call in. So, yeah, I've been listening, and, you know, you're doing an amazing job. I just thank God for your
and
the anointing and your humbleness to do what the Lord says and speak truth.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, and thank you for holding so long. And anyhow, I welcome you. Thank you for calling in the program, and I'm blessed to get to pray for you. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Ariel. I love that name. That's so pretty. Father, I thank you for Ariel, Father, and I thank you, Lord, that she is a light in darkness. Lord, that you have used her as a light in darkness. Father, you have given her a heart, Lord, that brings a hope to people. Lord, that she has a voice that brings hope, that brings a cheerfulness. Lord, I just see, it's like I see you encouraging people, Lord, people that are downcast, people that have been going through difficulty, people even that at times have like anxieties, you know, like, you know, I see people just being kind of like anxiety stricken, and I see you speaking to them and having an ability to bring a calmness and a peace to different ones. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for using Ariel. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is your hand extended. Lord, that even in her hands, Lord, I see you working and using her, Lord, that she has the heart of a servant. Lord, I see her serving just as Christ was the greatest servant. Lord, I see, Ariel, I see you like as a servant of God. I see you serving, like you have a servant's heart. You have that heart to help others. But it's like I see, like from the arm down to the hands, I see you helping people, that a merciful heart, one that gives a helping hand. You know, whether regardless of what it is, I just see you as one that is giving a helping hand to others, and encouraging and bringing peace and bringing comfort to other people. That you have that ability. There's something about your voice. There's something about your nature that brings a calmness to people when they're. I don't want to use the word hysterical, but people that are like beside themselves even sometimes. If you have an ability to bring a calmness. There's something about your demeanor. There's something about you. And I keep getting your voice. There's something about your voice that brings, like a steadiness and a calmness to people when they're, you know, when they're really upset. I'll say it that way, when they're really upset. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing blessing to Ariel. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you direct her steps. Lord, that there are times that you even direct her steps, Lord, even in small things in life, Lord, that not only protects her, but, Father, even keeps her from delays at times. That's an unusual one. Father, thank you, even at times that you keep her from unnecessary delays because you direct her steps. Lord, you even direct the path she takes. And I don't know if this is like in driving or what, but it's just like I sense the Lord at times just directing you, or that it makes things flow better for you. I would almost say it like you driving and God helping you to have less delays because he directs the ways you go. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of God that is on Ariel. Father, I thank you, Lord, how you have put peace within her voice. Lord, I thank you how you have put that ability to translate peace to others. And Lord, I just ask for favor. And Lord, I thank you for favor on her life.
It almost seems like I'm hearing something, a job or something. I don't know if you've got something going on with a job. You're looking for a job. If you've transferred from job, it seems like I'm getting something about a job, but I'm not getting anything clear on that. Or someone, you know. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, if there's something going on there in the way of work with someone that's associated with her or with Ariel, Father, I just thank you for the favor of the Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for direction. Lord, I thank you for connecting, Lord, whether this is Ariel or someone close to her, Lord, for connecting them to the right ones, Lord, for connecting them to the right ones. Because connections, and just in things in life, the right connections, God connections, God uses people. God uses people. And in our journey in life, people connect us, help connect us to the right places, to the right everything, you know, whether it's houses, whether it's places, whether it's jobs. God uses people, and it's the connections from one person to the next person, that God uses, that helps position us where we need to be, that positions us for blessing, that positions us for purpose, that can positions us even to meet others that we need to meet. God uses people. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for those divine connections, for the favor of God, that when we need the favor of God with certain ones, Lord, that you're there to do that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet Jeannie, thank you. Yes, when you kept saying direct, I was laughing. The Lord had, well, I was sent out to Hollywood back in 2009, and God had me do a short film when I didn't know anything about filmmaking. And then he took me away. Then he brought me back and supernaturally gave me a job at a major Hollywood studio where for the last 7 years I have been, you know, been obedient, walking, going through what I have to go through, being 3,000 miles away from my family. And
wow.
He's and I'm a grandmother, so you know my heart is to be around my grandchildren, but I'm obedient to God, and this is where he sent me, and this is what he called me to do, is to not only deal with the people in the land, and you know that has happened, but also deal with strongholds in the area. And he's called me to make a feature film, and right now I'm waiting to hear back that it seems like God is placing this major producer in my life, because it's, you know, he's placed a major screenwriter to help me. And so it's been 10 years in the making. So, you know, he told me I'm like a Joseph of my family. So been in the pit, been in the prison, and hopefully going into the season of being in the palace, but being able to do what he wants me to do out here and make the kind of content. 25 years ago, the Lord audibly spoke to me saying that in the last days he was going to encounter his people in the seats while they're watching movies, while they're watching television shows, while they're, you know, it's going to be different. And I said, yay, God, never thinking he was going to call me out here. So thank you for that. And the driving is, he's literally, you know, I'm at the wheel. I want to turn one way. And he's like, nope, stay on track. And, you know, and I think the whole thing was when you were saying about people who are anxious and anxiety, because I used to suffer from severe anxiety and depression, and the devil tried to kill me. And so I see the work of the enemy, and I know, pray in tongues and then start praying with people. So, yeah. So
those areas where we have had great challenges, great battles, and have overcome, you're always anointed in those areas afterwards. You know, when you've gotten the victory, there's always a special anointing in those areas for others. That's just how God works, and I totally understand that. Well, that's an amazing testimony, and I agree. God does encounter people through movies and through things that they're doing. You know, books, movies, all of those. I mean, God, you know, the enemy has tried to distort much of that stuff, but, I mean, God was the one that let that stuff come forth because he uses it for his purposes. So that's amazing. Praise God.
Amen. I was going to ask you to pray. I know the victory. I'm standing in faith. But one of the things that, because the enemy was definitely trying to get me out of here. My youngest son, who is a prophet, strong prophet of God, walked away from family, two children, even though he sees them, a strong Jezebel spirit was on him. And just contend in the spirit all the time, but yet knowing and praying because he is a prophet. There were things he said when he was younger that he didn't even know. He saw himself riding back on a white horse with Jesus, and he didn't know that was in the Bible. You know, so and God has given me clear word to stay out, but just pray. So,
right.
You know,
sometimes that is the best thing we can do is just pray. So, well, let's pray for him. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for calling to this son, Lord, for the spirit of truth, Lord, the spirit of truth. I pray this for someone earlier, Lord, the spirit of truth, Lord, visiting him, speaking to him, Lord, that Jesus came in grace and truth, Lord, that is the spirit of the Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for calling to him, Lord, for calling to him, for calling to his heart, Lord, for visiting him, and Lord, just an encounter, Lord, an encounter with you, Lord, like maybe he has never had or has not had in a long time. But, Lord, an encounter and visitation of the Lord. Father, I ask that you even visit him in his dreams. Lord, visit him in his dreams. Lord, when his body is quiet, when his mind is quiet, Lord, that you can speak to him. Lord, that he will comprehend and understand what he is seeing and hearing. Lord, those times. Lord, you've led me so many times with dreams, Lord. And that it's such an impression, it's something that we never forget, those pictures, Lord. And Father, I just ask that you visit him, speak to him, Lord, bring an awakening to him, Lord, a drawing back, Lord, a drawing. And Lord, we just speak life, the life of God, the calling of God, Lord. Lord, the love of God, Lord, that it would apprehend him in a new way, that the love of God completely engulf him and apprehend him, Lord, drawing him into your will, into your place, into what you have for him. Lord, that encounter that's just a total awakening, God, to your purpose, to truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Just a shake
amen.
Up. Just a shake up.
Yeah. Prophet of God. I think this is the first time I've heard you, but you're right on target. I had someone who is very strong in the spirit said that she saw him having a road to Damascus experience like Paul.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it takes it. You know, sometimes it just takes it when, you know, those that kind of teeth-shattering shake, that brings us back to reality. It brings us back, but you know, just those encounters with God. But I know in my own life, you know, through the years, God would catch, you know, when I was asleep, the Lord would come and would speak to me in my dreams, and would, I mean, those pictures. We may forget words, but you don't forget the pictures very easily.
Right.
And just God is really able to just encounter our hearts, you know, when we're asleep. So And however God does it, though, but I just come into agreement with you that God will just, he'll just have that God just be apprehended by the Spirit in an awakening to the Lord again in a new way. So praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. It was wonderful getting to speak with you and look forward to hearing what all God does in your life. I think I've got probably just enough time to get one last caller. So anyhow, you have a blessed week, Ariel, and look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. All right, 903-918. I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for holding so long. I think I've got just a few minutes left here, so I'm so glad I got to you. Father, I thank you for Michelle, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for the sweet, kind heart she has. Lord, I thank you for the, Lord, that she has a heart that's teachable. Oh, that is such a wonderful quality, to have a teachable heart. Lord, I thank you that she has a teachable heart. Lord, that she has a receptive spirit. Lord, that she she's sensitive, Lord, to your voice. She's sensitive to your call. Lord, she has a heart that accepts your direction. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that there's a heart of humility. There's a heart, an humble heart in Michelle. Lord, and that draws you. God loves an humble heart. He loves that humbleness, that submittedness to him. He can do so much in the life and in the heart, in the life of someone that will say, yes, Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord, as you will, Lord. Use me, Lord, you know, that ability just, you know, just that heart that says, God, I'm yours, and I want your will, and I want your way, and Lord, I want to be led by you. God is, I just said, the Lord's so pleased. He's so pleased with your heart, and he's so pleased with your love for him and your dedication to him and your desire to be led by him and to be all that he's called you to be. Lord, I thank you, Father, that her prayers are strong. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you hear her prayers. Lord, that you... That your ear, Lord, is attuned to her prayers, to her voice. You know, there can be 100 kids out there hollering and playing and carrying on, but when you hear the voice, the sound of your child's voice, that'll cause a mama to look up or a daddy to look up. You know, they know the voice of their child. There may be 50 kids out there screaming and hollering, but they know the voice of their child. And I see that like that with the Lord. God, he hears your voice. That he's like, that's my Michelle. My Michelle said something. My Michelle is calling out to me. Like I just see like he's attuned, just like a parent is to their child. Like he's attuned to your voice, you know, and like you have his attention. You have, you know, when you call that he's like, I hear. That's Michelle. That I hear. That's my baby girl. That's my girl. That's my daughter. Just a great love of a father that he's attentive to you. He's attentive to you. He's attentive to your call and your prayers. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the light of God that's in Michelle. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing, Lord, for I say this so much to you, for bringing new joys, to Michelle. Lord, for gifts, Lord, just as Lord, just as the king for Ruth and Naomi, Lord, just as he told the king, told him, he said, leave handfuls left over. He told the ones that would glean the fields, he said, leave handfuls on purpose for them to get. Oh, I feel this. Lord, I thank you, Father, for leaving handfuls on purpose for Michelle. Lord, gifts, little gifts from the Lord, blessings from the Lord, just handfuls on purpose here and there, Lord, that she discover and she see and she find, Lord, that she just sees the favor of God on her life. Lord, that there'll be gifts, Lord, just things that even from other people, Lord, things that come to her, things that are given to her, little favors that are done for her, just gifts, little gifts from the Lord. Lord, that she will experience your love, that she'll know, Lord, she'll know in such a way, Lord, that you're favoring her and that you love her, Lord, that she'll discover these gifts, these handfuls left on purpose that are a father doting on his daughter that he so loves, just as the king did for Ruth. And Naomi, Lord, just as he did for her, say, leave handfuls on purpose of the Lord, having handfuls left on purpose for you. Father, I just thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for favoring Michelle. Lord, I thank you, Father, for pouring out blessings on her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just making her aware of your love, making her aware, Lord, of how you're working in her life and working around her life. And Lord, I thank you for just pouring out your love, Lord, for her seeing those blessings, Lord, her just seeing those blessings in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I just, you know, everything about the word just was about God just loving you, about God, just the Lord just loving you as his daughter and just bragging on you and the Lord just pouring out his goodness and favor on you. It was just like Daddy God loving on you.
Glory to God. Praise God. I know you have to go, but praise God. I just received the word. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I think I've got 1 minute before it completely cuts me off. So I bless you, girl. I love you, and I bless you, and I just speak blessing over your week and over your life, and that you just you find and sense and know all of the blessings, all those treasures that the Lord has for you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
All right. I'm afraid I didn't quite get to everybody tonight. I tried to hurry, but I just speak a blessing over everyone. I'm out of time tonight, but I just pray that you have a wonderful week and that you just sense the presence of God, the love of God, the healing power of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good night and God bless.